Hey, it's Brother One.
And Brother Two.
From Two Brothers Mattress.
You'll spend 33% of this year on your mattress.
That's almost 3,000 hours.
Start sleeping comfortably on a new Serta mattress.
Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
With our lowest price guarantee
and our 100-night trial,
your locally owned Two Brothers Mattress is your number one choice in Serta mattresses. Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
Twobrothersmattress.com.
Traffic and Weather Station.
This is the 5 o'clock report. 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story. One of the events that put Utah on the map could be leaving Utah for good. Sundance Film Festival exploring whether to move out of state after 40 years.
The Sundance Institute's contract with Park City is up for renewal, and they've just announced that they have put out a request for proposal from other cities who are interested in hosting. This news came as a shock to many organizations that are involved in the Sundance Film Festival, but director of the Utah Film Commission, Virginia Pierce, doesn't think it's going anywhere.
We and Sundance are embedded.
Park City will have to go through the proposal process in order to continue hosting the festival.
We are optimistic that the outcome of this process will be that the festival remains in Utah.
A decision won't be announced until the end of the year. In the meantime, the 2025 and 2026 festivals will still be in Park City. No possible changes will come until 2027. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
You know who this is?
I say right foot creep, ooh, walking with that heater. Look around, stay low, make sure they don't see you. Catch them bad, walk down, face them.
That's a popular hip-hop artist with 17 million streams last month. His name is Youngboy. And same old story, he's been booked into the Cache County Jail on drug, forgery, and identity fraud charges. Born as Kentrell Galden, he's been under house arrest at his mansion in Mill Creek since 2021 on federal gun charges. In this latest incident, the FBI, Homeland Security, the Secret Service, and the Layton Police SWAT were all involved in executing the search warrant that led to his arrest. Despite the best effort of officials, only a fraction of sexual assault victims report what happened to police. At the state capitol, KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera asked experts about these disappointing statistics.
That stat from the DA's office says out of 100 Utah women, an average of 88 of them won't report the assault. The Utah Coalition Against Sexual Assault gave awards at the Capitol earlier today, one being Erin Anderson, a caseworker with CAPSA, who I asked what comes to mind when I gave her that statistic.
I think a lot of it has to do with fears, and that's various types of fears. Sometimes that's fear of the criminal justice system and not understanding how it works, or maybe you do understand how it works, and that's what's scary.
Anderson said now more than ever, there are resources in every region of Utah. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
We might never get any answers about the deaths of a husband and wife in their 80s. Dwayne and Sally Frankham were found badly decomposed in their American Fork home at the beginning of the year. At the time, police said it was suspicious. But now the Utah medical examiner says there are no signs of trauma. The cause of death has been ruled undetermined, and police are closing the case, which will remain a mystery. The Homeland Security Secretary's impeachment trial has come to a quick close. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the Senate quickly moving to dismiss the impeachment articles against Alejandro Mayorkas, but not without objection from Republicans like Eric Schmidt.
I will not assist Senator Schumer in setting our Constitution ablaze and bulldozing 200 years of precedent.
Republicans charged Mayorkas with failing to enact laws that they say would curb the influx of migrants at the southern border. But Democrats say Mayorkas committed no impeachable offenses. House Speaker Mike Johnson today releasing details of his three separate bills to provide aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. Far-right Republicans have threatened to oust him over the move, but the speaker remains defiant.
It is, in my view, an absurd notion that someone would bring a vacate motion when we are simply here trying to do our jobs.
And in Arizona, the legislature failed to repeal the state's Civil War-era abortion ban. Representative Oscar de los Santos says that the majority of Arizonans don't want the law on the books.
We are the representatives of the people, and the people want this repealed.
Republicans blocked the repeal. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Let me say this carefully. More damn problems. Federal officials say plumbing problems at the Glen Canyon Dam could create water delivery issues across the Southwest. Officials say Lake Powell's low water levels can damage the four tubes that shoot water out of the lake and into the Colorado River. Earlier this week, an evacuation notice was lifted at Panguitch after engineers were successful in reducing the danger of a dam near them breaking. KSL News Time, 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Let's listen to Ricky Meese.
For those who are traveling northbound I-15, we've had an accident at 33rd South. It has been moved to the shoulder. But we're not sure what's causing these delays on the South Belt. This is westbound from Knutson's Corner over to about 1300 East. Also, still seeing some leftover delays. This is due to an accident eastbound I-80 prior to the Wyoming state line at Wasatch. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. KSL News Time, 5:05. 2 short years after it was almost turned into a sand pit, the Great Salt Lake might be all the way back to healthy by the end of the...
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.